Hi, everybody. It's me, Gina Murphy Darling, aka Mrs. Green, with yet another interesting and exciting segment about something called the Tucson 2030 District. The Tucson 2030 District is a private, public, nonprofit collaborative working to create groundbreaking high-performance building districts in Tucson. You will drastically reduce energy and water consumption as well as climate-changing emissions from transportation. With me is John Isley, the executive director of the Tucson 2030 District. John, it's great to have you here. Congratulations on moving from an emerging district to an official district. Tell us about what you're up to and how you go about it at the 2030 District.
You know, the 2030 District, you know, it's a lot of words that you put together, but basically it's a collaboration between private building owners and the community professionals and community organizations. And the whole idea is to try and have the shared vision of decreasing their energy, water, and CO2 emissions by 50% by 2030. That's where the 2030 comes in. It's a lofty goal, but you know, you can't improve what you don't measure. So what we do first is we'll go in, we'll work with a building owner to actually measure or benchmark their building. And then they have an actual some data to work on. And we have a conversation about, well, what can you do to improve your energy? You know, there's the low-hanging fruit of LED lights and occupancy sensors and things like that. And we'll just have a conversation with them about, here's some options, here's some things. Because one of my favorite things is building owners don't know what they don't know because they're busy running their business and they're running their buildings. So we offer an opportunity for them to say, hey, you know, there's some other resources here that are available. And we also have, you know, as I said, professional members, we call them partners of the district. So these are engineers, specialists in lighting and HVAC systems that'll come in and also join in the conversation with the owner to say, you know, here's some things you could do, and then they can actually make up estimates of how they could make improvements and so forth. The biggest thing is for them to get together and share their ideas. So we've had some sessions where building owners get together and maybe they have a testimonial of some success that one of them have, but then they get together and they say, well, hey, I did this in my building, or I did this, or I had this problem over here. And that sharing of best practices is really a key of what we bring to the table.
You embrace businesses large and small, big buildings, small buildings, and everything in between. Nobody's turned away from getting your help, and it makes Tucson a more sustainable city.
This year, last December, we had a huge win when the city and the county and the University of Arizona all decided to, you know, to be members of the district. So we now have close to 160 buildings that are now sharing their performance data with the district. The website is 2030districts, with an S, D-I-S, districts, with an S, .org/Tucson.
Thanks for being here, John. Past episodes of this program can be heard on KXCI.org on the Mrs. Green's World page. And if you want to know more about just what Mrs. Green's World is up to, come visit us at MrsGreensWorld.com, because together we can do good things for the planet.